Harper Audio presents The Book of the Shepherd by The Scribe, as discovered by Joanne Davis. Read by Kirby Hayborn. For the recklessly generous and the relentlessly kind.
The circumstances surrounding the Book of the Shepherd are rare, even mysterious. They began in 2007 when I bought an old farmhouse in Dorset, Vermont, from the estate of Professor Orlando Roberts, a distinguished teacher of classics at nearby Bennington College. The professor, a bachelor, had lived alone in the house for nearly 50 years. Upon signing the purchase agreement, I learned that he had no heirs and had stipulated that the contents of his house become the property of whomever bought it. To be honest, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. In the euphemistic language of real estate, the place was a fixer-upper. In truth, it was a wreck. Full of leaky faucets and creaky doors, the house was also a cache of files, trunks, books, and portfolios scattered about in nearly every room. Weeding out the old professor's study alone looked like a job that was going to take several days. It was in the study that I found it, bound in vellum. The book had an image of a shepherd pressed into it. I later learned that the text was written in an unusual hybrid of Middle English and Dutch. Tucked inside the pages was a piece of Professor Roberts' personal stationery bearing the words, "Purchased in Old Barn Bookshop, Route 7. Must get translated." The note was dated December 25, 2007, a poignant Christmas for all in the historic village of Dorset, it turned out, because it was the day that their longtime neighbor, Old Orly, died at his desk, poetically slumped over a stack of holiday greeting cards in front of the fireplace. Old Orly's heart, known for its warmth and generosity, had simply given out. Needless to say, I was stunned, mystified, and possessed of an obligation to do as Professor Roberts had intended. Securing translation experts from some of the greatest universities, I spent a year readying this work for publication. Was it worth my time? Each reader must decide. Joanne Davis, Dorset, Vermont, 2008.
The law must be obeyed. He was a small boy, as tender-hearted and as innocent as a spring lamb. He was a good boy who said his prayers and respected his elders. But on this day, he was a frightened boy who was about to feel the white-hot sting of a switch across the back of his legs.
"Please, Father," the boy cried out, "have mercy on me."
But the man was angry. He had asked the boy to rise at dawn to stock the market stall with fresh fruits and vegetables. The boy was eager to honor his father's wishes, but had overslept. Now the market was teeming with customers, and there was no food.
"No olives or figs?" asked a perplexed woman with a basket on her back. "No raisins or honey? What trick is this?"
The merchant tried to appease the woman, telling her to return later in the day for the sweetest delights at the lowest prices. But when she emptied her coin purse at a competitor's stall, the merchant exploded.
"You lazy boy," he said,
grabbing his son by the throat and throttling him.
"You take bread from my mouth. Now I must teach you a lesson you will never forget."
As the hot sun beat down, the marketplace was springing to life. Weavers were bartering with their customers, potters were spinning at their wheels, and friends walked arm in arm through the market aisles, laughing and chatting. But there was no joy for the merchant, only blind rage, as he took a switch usually reserved for a reluctant donkey from the back of his wagon.
"You stupid boy," he cried as he prepared to strike. "My laws must be obeyed."
Like a storm at sea gathering strength, the man's anger became uncontrollable. Lashing out, he knocked the boy to the ground, bruising and battering him. The child rolled away, trying to evade the stick, but it kept biting his flesh in a relentless flurry of blows. The scuffle jolted the still sleepy market like a rude rooster. A lethargic public was soon aroused, and many began streaming to the food stall where the beating was happening. Some were chanting,
Beat the boy! Make him pay!
Only one in the crowd seemed to have the child in mind. A shepherd, who had been at the market well watering his sheep, had dropped everything and rushed to the scene when he heard what sounded like a crying child. He had left his animals alone at the trough to go and help. But along the way, the shepherd became trapped in the throng, slowed by rowdy hecklers, jeering spectators, and curiosity seekers. As he tried to elbow his way forward through the thick press of sweaty bodies, he heard an old man quoting the law for filial infractions, saying, "Woe betide the child who disobeys his father." When the shepherd finally broke through, he saw what he did not wish to imagine. The boy was in the dirt beneath the merchant,